These studies now help her with her job in Portugal.
I'm working with very difficult children, with lots of problems, emotional problems, mental problems. And they are sometimes very cruel, sometimes very bad. I think I am stronger here because I am prepared for many different things, many different situations which can happen. And also we are learning to be patient.
Perhaps Johanna will stay in Portugal after her volunteer year. She's thinking about it. Raquel Ganderas from the youth agency says this is quite common. That happened to quite a lot of them, and some of the volunteers did actually stay for good. They got a permanent job with the non-profit organizations they'd worked for in that year. Many have extended their stay after their year as a volunteer. They apply for the so-called Future Capital Project by the EU. This project enables young people to realize their own project.
Monica, for instance, would like to set up a project of her own, maybe even with the kids from the kindergarten. She says she feels at home here in Portugal and feels there's a lot she can learn from the Portuguese.
Compared to the Germans, Portuguese have a more relaxed view of things. They don't take everything so serious. And one can learn from that, not to plan and organize everything. Vamos ver. We will see.
And thanks to Deutsche Welle's Barbara Gruber for this report. The Opening Door series receives funding from the European Union. You're listening to Network Europe. We have reports on particularly interesting music and sound events from across the continent this week. We first head to Prague. Former Czech President Václav Havel and rock singer Lou Reed may seem an unlikely pairing, but the Velvet Revolution leader Havel and the former Velvet Underground frontman Reed have actually been friends for some years. This week, the two took part in a unique event at an intimate Prague theater. Radio Prague's Ian Willoughby was there.
Václav Havel and Lou Reed introduced at Prague's Švandovo Divadlo Theatre on Monday night, where they took part in an onstage public conversation. The two first met in the heady days of 1990, when the former Velvet Underground frontman interviewed the then freshly elected Czechoslovak president.
President Havel was a hero of mine before I ever met him. I admire him as a writer, initially a writer, but also as a real-life hero in a world that needs as many as possible.
At a joint news conference on Monday, the admiration between the two men was clearly mutual.
Pro mě je Lou Reed skvělý muzikant a výborný člověk.
Václav Havel describes Lou Reed as a great musician and an excellent person, adding he felt like he already knew the singer before they met. When the former president explained that after 1989, he'd been too busy writing speeches to produce any literary work, Lou Reed, who himself has literary inclinations, said his friend was unique.
Most presidents don't write their own speeches. I hope you know that. So when he says he did a lot of writing his speeches on the weekends, etc., etc., most politicians, I don't mean to insult you by calling you a politician, don't write their own speeches.
In 1990, Lou Reed's visit culminated in a now legendary night when he performed his songs with Czech musicians, for whom the Velvet Underground had been a huge inspiration in the dissident days.
It comes under the heading of extraordinary dream. I wouldn't have ever been able to imagine such a wonderful night as I had with President Havel when I was here the first time in the 90s.
One of the musicians backing Lou Reed then was Jan Machacek, the leader of the group Velvet Underground Revival. The visiting singer had high praise indeed for him and his bandmates.
He says that he felt like that Sterling and Moin Tucker are behind him, and that he really liked it, and it was sort of an inspiration for him for this brief tour reunion of Velvet Underground, which happened in 92, I believe.
Monday night's on-stage discussion in Prague was a rather different event, with Václav Havel and Lou Reed discussing everything from the writing process to their meeting at the White House. The musician made fun of some of the moderator's questions, but seemed to enjoy himself, while the former president was in fine form, witty and looking relaxed. And the night ended, how else, with Lou Reed once again on stage in Prague, backed by the Velvet Underground revival.
Ian will be reporting from Prague. Still in the world of sound, the Semaine du Son, or Week of Sound Festival in Paris. Sounds are everywhere in our daily life, in the streets, of course, but also in supermarkets to promote and advertise products, in shops to create ambiance, even in underground parking lots to make people feel safer. New and developing technologies allow high sound quality even in our car, but too many decibels can lead to major health problems. The idea of the Week of Sound is to raise awareness about sound in general. Conferences on the subject and concerts were held throughout the week in the French capital. RFI's Jan van der Maat spoke to festival organizer Christian Huguenet.
The notion of sound is probably not so important in our consciousness. So it is why we decided to open people to this area and to make them more conscious of what is the environment, everyday environment, which is firstly sound and not picture.
The Week of Sound focuses on problems with sounds, which can cause discomfort. For instance, if you live near an airport, or even deafness, if the sound is so penetrating that it exceeds danger levels. But organizers also try to make people aware of more playful aspects of sound. There's attention to music education for children, a day workshop on how to make a radio drama, and of course, what you can do at home. With modern technology, it is now possible to manipulate sound, music, even scores of whole orchestras. Mr. Hugues Binet, technical director of IRCAM, the Research Institute for Music and Acoustics, is working on a EU Commission-funded 7 million euro project that enables the public to turn their PC in a fully-fledged sound studio.
Up to now, the hi-fi systems have been limited because of the way the music is distributed, that is, only as pre-recorded and pre-mixed sounds. Now, with the digital distribution of music, we can distribute information on the content of the music. And for instance, we can also distribute this structural information.